Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I want to share a scripture with you. And before I do, have you ever had someone project something on you unfairly, and you're not sure where that came from? Now, it's not that you just have a narrow scope and you're really blind and you did something and, you know, you deserved some type of response and it was a greater response than what your crime was. That's not what I'm talking about. It's that someone just kind of came in and mistreated you or got aggressive with you or assertive with you or said some quick thing to you that it was like, whoa, I didn't even do anything wrong yet. You ever had something like that happen? Okay, oh, maybe you haven't had it happen to you. You were the one coming in doing that. Okay, well, that, you know, that can work too this morning. But I want us to talk a little bit about that. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 30 is just a real simple verse. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 30. If you want to turn there, you can. It says this. Do not accuse a man when he has done you no harm. That's it. That's the whole verse. That's it. That's the whole verse. Don't accuse a person when they have done you no harm. If you have a Bible and the translation is called The Message, it puts it in this in these terms. It says, don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. That's the whole verse. Don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. A chip on the shoulder causes us to act irrational, and usually it shows up at an inopportune time. That means that we somehow have this chip or this attitude, and we project it on something else. In other words, the chip on the shoulder turns up in an irrational vengeance, agitation, anger, like a misguided missile, and it hits the wrong target. You ever been a target? Yeah. I've had to check my shirt sometimes, like, is there like a red, you know, is there a bullseye on me? And that happens, and it really hurts us if we carry that chip on our shoulder. I'm going to tell you a little story. And this is a place where I pastored. And so you don't have to start searching through this congregation. Oh, I bet I know who that was. Put yourself at rest. It was a place I pastored. Which could be here. But not necessarily here. A man came to me when I was pastoring this particular church. And he said, you know, I got to talk with you. And he said, I got to come in and I've got to apologize to you. And I said, well, what for? I mean, I don't have any issues. I don't have anything against you or any of that. He said, well, I want you to know that we haven't been coming to church for a while. And I said, you know what, I noticed that, but I'm not going to pester you. The door's open to you, care about you. I've made contact with you. I said, well, I want to explain this to you. You know, my wife has been really mad at you. I said, oh, I'm sorry. What about? He says, well, I'll get to that. He said, I finally had to sit down with my wife and had to take the kind position and wait for the right time to talk to her. And we know how that is with someone close to us. We got to kind of wait for right moments, the best moment to make this a positive experience, whether it's a wife talking to a husband, husband to wife, friend to friend, whatever it is. So, you know, I had to wait and say, you know, why are you so angry with Pastor. And she began to express just that she's angry and she's really upset. And she said, you know, well, he hasn't been nice to me. And he says, well, when, where, what happened? He just hasn't been nice to me. He says, you know, I got to tell you something. I'm going to show you email correspondence that I had with him, and I want to remind you of this is something he did, and so, you know, whatever. The list went on of some things that were suitable and kind. He says, so tell me, why are you so mad at him? And she said, I don't know. He hasn't done anything wrong to me. Now, there were some other issues and things going on in her heart and life, and some indication of maybe disappointed with God or upset about this. And, of course, you know, we all like to, when we can't put our finger on something, we like to land it somewhere. Somehow it makes us feel better. And many times it's a person who, in their eye, is, I don't know, a lightning rod. You know, when you stand up here as the pastor, you are somehow a lightning rod between heaven and earth. And it's, and that's not a complaint thing, because that's just this scenario. In other scenarios, it can just be somebody. It can just be somebody that you finally landed on. You know, somebody can be upset with God, and because they know you're a Christian, they're mad at you. And you haven't done anything. And so there's this thing that we project, and we carry this chip on our shoulder. And it hurts us. It holds us back. And we begin to act and say things that are irrational. They're not even reasonable things. And so the scripture says, don't accuse a man when he's done you no harm, or don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. We have to be careful. I have to be careful. We all have to be careful about misguided missiles of our attitudes, because they show up at inopportune moments and they hit the wrong target. You know, it's part of this is this corrupt part that somehow humanity, we need to feel somehow superior to others or separate from others. It, and really that, you know, it's a spiritual disease, but it shows up in our culture. It shows up in cultural, is a cultural illness, really. I mean, where do you think gangs come from? Where do you think some wars start? Where do you think racism starts? It's these kind of things that happen. Discrimination or sexism. See, in Christ, we're supposed to have this full range of motion, this sense of health, a full range of motion in our emotions, in our thinking, our mental portion of our being, in our body, in our spirit, a full range of motion that we are able to operate in a healthy manner. And if we begin to carry a chip on our shoulder, it brings a limitation of our range of motion, and it begins to cause us to do some irrational things, because we begin to accuse people with these misguided missiles, hitting the wrong target and getting upset with people or taking it out on people. You know, Jesus taught his disciples, I mean, obviously all kinds of things, but just some examples that this might fit. He taught his disciples, do you really think that you're better than the Samaritans? Well, forget it, because you're not. He taught that to the Jews. Do you really think that the widow's mite, her 2 cents. Do you really think that makes her less than a person, or her offering is less than those who give a greater financial number? Do you really think that the person who spends a lot of money on perfume is less holy than the person who says they give money to the poor? Remember her? Do you really think you can get into heaven by following all these laws and yet have judgment, bitterness, anger in your heart? If you think those things, he just paraphrased, he says, forget it. It's not true. Where did these things come from, and why do you have this attitude, and why do you project it on this situation? How many of you like to be judged by an unbeliever when they find out you're a Christian, and they judge you according to some Christian in their life before that somehow failed them? How do you like that? Do you like that? How do you like being judged because you're white? That you are seen a certain way. How do you like being judged because you're black? And how do we view people around us of different culture or different race or different status of management or leadership? I know God doesn't care for it. He puts up with it, and he works by his Spirit and does miracles in humanity's life. But I know that our Father in heaven hates being looked at by a person who's had their father fail them and just cannot see God as a father and judges God accordingly. Where did that come from? God didn't do it to them, but they project something. A white person did something to you once, and so all white people are that way. Or a man took advantage of a woman, and it's completely wrong, and it's not excusable, but now all men. And so we got to wear a chip on our shoulder and hinder ourselves and how we walk through life and how we deal with relationships and how we live our Christianity. It's interesting, you know. In Matthew chapter 5, it says that if you bring your offering into the temple and you want to offer something to God, leave your gift right there. Do not offer it until you reconcile with your brother or your sister. It's interesting that we can bring this gift of worship to God or in whatever act it is, whether it's singing a song or the raising of hands or it's our tithe or our offering or teaching a class or some type of offering that we present to God. God says, you know what? Just leave it right there. Don't exercise it. Don't do anything with it, please. Don't do anything with it. That's not acceptable in my sight. Don't offer it. Don't do it. It might make you feel good. You might get the thrill of others looking at you doing this. But I want you to know, if that's offered to me, it is not acceptable. Leave it here if you have something against your brother or sister. If you have some type of unforgiveness, don't offer it. Go. Leave your gift here. Leave it. Sit still. Go take care of that which is important or the prerequisite to actually having an acceptable offering. Take care of that first. If you think you can hold that in your heart and it's private and no one knows it, and you can come and do spiritual exercises and spiritual worship, it can make us all feel good and you feel good, but the fact of the matter is the one that really, really want to accept it is not accepting. Have you ever had, I don't know if you have had a full body scan. I've never had a full body scan. I mean, I've been in the MRI tube. I've had ultrasounds done on parts of my body. Yeah, I've had some of that. But you can have a full scan, medical scan, of your body. And they can go through every little part of your body. And they can look, this is very interesting, they can look at your body's history. They can look through and they'll ask you a question. Without knowing your medical history, they'll look at you and they can ask you a question and say, did you ever have this happen? Because they see something in the history of your body. It can go like this. For example, you can have a full body scan done, and they're going through, and all of a sudden they'll ask you this question. Did you have mononucleosis? Thanks, guys. For guys like me, we just need to go, do you ever have mono? Easier to pronounce. Do you ever have mononucleosis? And you would say, well, yeah, when I was a kid, I was in seventh grade or something. That was like decades ago. How in the world did you know that? Well, there's a little scar that shows up on one of your lymph nodes. And that can tell you my history? Yeah. Because it's interesting that the body tends to remember everything and usually bears signs somewhere. This full body scan can do that. It tells you body history. Well, I want us to carry that parallel, carry that over to our soul, our spiritual commitment in life. That we could have a full scan done. And I wonder if they would find chips on our shoulder. See, the interesting thing is where they find some history isn't necessarily the location where it happened. Follow that? Where it happened isn't necessarily where it was recorded. In other words, something can happen over here and hurt you and upset you, but it's recorded somewhere else, and that's where it can be read. Chips may show up on the shoulder, but they were really wounds of the heart. Or how something we see can blind us into fits of rage. And it's they show up at inopportune times, and it shows up with discrimination. It's misdirected. Things like that can happen to us all the time. Wounds done to our soul, our emotions, our heart, our way of thinking, the way we feel about ourselves, the way we feel about other people. Things can happen to us in a place in our life, and it shows up in our heart because our heart is hardened. Something else can happen in another area of life, and we can get real stiff-necked about it. It's amazing that these tiny, almost invisible little chips form by ill attitudes, which prevent us from having a full range of motion and health in our mind, the way we think about things, the way we think about situations, the way we think about people. It limits our mobility in the way we can function in a relationship or in our spirit. We walk around and we're limited because of a chip on our shoulder. This rang real true to me in a physical sense. In fact, if you were here when I first came to this church in April of 2006, right? April 2006. My right arm was in a sling. Well, it was supposed to be. It was in a sling, but I took it out some of the time, and I was not a good patient. Surprise. In the sling, I just finished up having surgery on my shoulder, and the reason that I had to have surgery, well, the real reason I had to have surgery is because of stupidity, but the reason that they had to do a physical procedure is because in my shoulder, Gene, you liked that, didn't you? Yeah, because of stupidity. I was playing racquetball and diving on the court and injured myself. But continued to play, Dennis. You'd have been proud of me. Man's man. Brr, stupid. Okay. And what happened is in my socket, my shoulder socket, I broke cartilage off. It didn't crack or fracture. It just broke off and wedged itself in the socket where I had no mobility. I couldn't raise my arm and move it. It was painful to do, and I couldn't do it. It was limited. So a chip in my shoulder affected me. Something physical. Our physical can many times parallel spiritual truths. Jesus used them all the time in parables. He talked about human things, things that people could grasp and understand, and then there was a spiritual parallel. I wonder if our range of mobility and health and function is limited somewhere in our spirit because of a chip on our spirit's shoulder. Somewhere along the line, we saw something, heard something, something was said, done to us, and because of that, it's never been resolved. We've pretended, time has gone on, and we've carried a chip on our shoulder. We're going to communion this morning, and before we eat this bread and drink this cup, we are told to examine ourselves. Jesus says, if you want forgiveness, you better forgive others. Because the measure of forgiveness or the measure of judging that you used, that will be used according to your life. I have met people who've had our chip on our shoulder towards someone, and get this, the person was already dead. Hear this, just because a person passes away from this life doesn't mean that our issues with them have been resolved. That's like saying, if I just get out of here and I go move somewhere else, things will be all right and better. Geographical location does not determine forgiveness. Geographical change doesn't mean that the attitude of our heart changes. We can go to a new place, but it doesn't mean we have a brand new heart. Don't accuse a person who has done no harm to you. Or, everyday vernacular, don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. Our bodies have this photographic history in this scanning technology of today. But the Spirit has had that technology forever. Forever. That technology is really actually old. Because God can see invisible things to our eyes and knows our history and knows where something happened and where it was recorded and now where it shows up in us. God doesn't want you walking around with a chip on your shoulder. He wants you to have freedom of mobility and function. Why is it that we need to feel superior or separate from someone else that has not done us necessarily any wrong, and it's projected upon someone else or a group of people because of something we experienced. I mean, that would be like saying, uh-oh, I met Giuseppe Campisi. Uh-oh, stay away from him. He's corrupt because he's an Italian and he's in the mafia. Which isn't true. He's not in the mafia. And he's not corrupt. You see? See how we paint pictures? See how we've had Hollywood paint pictures? See how we've allowed others to paint and lead us down a path to create chips on our shoulder? I cannot tell you over the years the number of people who have come to see me in all these different places that I've pastored or when I travel and preach, you come and say, I want you to know this is a big deal for me to come in here and sit down with you because another pastor's hurt me. Or to say, you know, sorry I was slow in coming to trust you because I was at a church once. We all have those things. You can change the position, you can change the titles, you can change the people, you can change the, you know, the situation, but all of that chip still shows up. And how it hinders us. And Jesus died that we would be free. If anybody was justified in having a chip on their shoulder, it would have been God. I created you and gave you life. I put you in the Garden of Eden, a place of blessing. And look what you did. That's why the scripture says he's justified when he judges. I am so glad that the justifying of his judgment is also tempered with the perfect judgment and perfect mercy and perfect grace. What about you and I? What did you carry in on your shoulder today? You know, I want to speak to you about something else. It's not just a chip on your shoulder against other people. There are a few of you in this place. I felt the Holy Spirit just drop this in my heart. You can argue with that. Or you can say, what does that mean? Well, just listen. There's some of you in this place that have a chip on your shoulder, and the chip actually is against yourself. You have looked at your history. You have looked at your mistakes. You've looked at your repeated mistakes and your repeated cycles. And you've carried a chip on your shoulder towards yourself. And you believe that you are unable, you have an inability to do something right, holy, good, lasting. In and of yourself, it's probably justified. But if you are in this place and you believe in Jesus Christ, then you need to get rid of the chip and you need to be a chip off the old block because you have been born again and he is your father. So some of you in this room, it's not everybody, there's a few of you, you've got a chip somewhere on your shoulder. You haven't even seen it. But it comes out in the way that you see yourself, the way you function, what you see yourself able to do and not do. You've projected it, not on yourself all the time. You've projected it on someone else, or you've stayed away from things because you've had this chip. It has not given you a free range of mobility. It has limited you. In Christ, he can bring the mobility back, and you begin to walk in places that you thought you could not have success, or where you could not show longevity, or whether a place where you can walk and go and be free and be an overcomer. In Christ, that can happen. And there are those of you in this room, you need to take hold of that truth. Of all the truths that were shared this morning, you need to grab that one.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.